1:05 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Wednesday morning, the 1st of spring 2021, which is also the 23rd of Muharram 1443. Let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 23rd of Muharram 1443. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, the B, and verses 86, 87, and 88. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will unfold and occur on the Day of Justice, Maliki Yawmiddin. He, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is the sole owner, possessor of the Day of Justice, the Day of Judgment. Chapter 16, verse 86. وَإِذَا رَأَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا شُرَكَاءَهُمْ. And when those people who committed polytheism, they ascribed, associated somebody, something to Almighty Allah, when they see shuraka'ahum, so they are shariq, meaning that those whom they depended on and they said that these are the partners of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, which Islam came to abolish and demolish. Qalu, then they will say this. At different places they'll be saying different things. Then these worshippers will say, these idol worshippers will say, Rabbana ha ulai shuraka unalladina kunna nad'u min dunik, that oh our sustainer, nourisher, provider, these are the demigods, the semigods and so forth, whom we used to worship and call besides you. Now those whom they used to worship, remember, whether animate, inanimate, like the Christians, they believe in Jesus as Son of God, Allah forbid, and others believe in idols, others believe in other creation. So those people whom they used to worship, or those things they used to worship, their response will be, فَأَلْقَوْ إِلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلِ. They will throw to them, they will cast back to them, they will respond to them with speech, إِنَّكُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. If you know the Arabic language, inna already for emphasis and stress, for ta'keed, and then the word lam there, لَكَاذِ. So verily, positively, definitely, you, لَكَاذِبُونَ, you are big liars. So meaning that you are claiming today that you worshipped us, but we did not tell you to worship us, and we don't want you to worship us. So on whom they were pinning their hopes, so remember that also will leave them. And some places they will say, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. They will say that we did not commit shirk, we did not ascribe, associate any semi-gods, demigods with all Almighty Allah. Because Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of judgment, the duration of it is miqdaruhu khamsida alfasana. Can we imagine 50,000 years, chapter 70, verse number 4. So when 50,000 years, today if a person lives for 100 years, we say he had a good innings. So imagine 50,000 years, they will be there under that intense heat and punishment and what have you. So therefore, the true Muslim, me and you, we have to petition, beg Almighty Allah, chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 194, وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Allah, do not humiliate and disgrace us on this day of justice, on the day of judgment. Beg Almighty Allah. Allah alone knows everything of ours. We might do good deeds, but our intention is tainted, polluted. People might commit wrong and then they make tawbah. If we committed vices secretly, then we have to repent secretly. If we did it publicly, we have to repent publicly. So that these are the laws of Almighty Allah on which there are no two opinions. وَأَلْقَوْا إِلَى اللَّهِ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ السَّلَمِ And the people they were worshipping, or whatever they were worshipping, they all will submit themselves to Almighty Allah on that day, Salam. And they say, we believe only in Almighty Allah. And they submitted and surrendered to Almighty Allah. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يفترون. And those people who are worshipping other creation, one creation worshipping other creation, وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ And it left them in a lurch, whatever they were fabricating, concocting, inventing. This one will help me, this one will help me. No one can help you. When a person has kufr and shirk, when a person has blasphemy, when a person has committed shirk, polytheism, associate, ascribe somebody something to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. On the contrary, what will happen? Alladhina kafaru, those who are the non-Muslims, they sane and mature, waswaddu an sabilillah, and they prevented others from the path of Allah. You see what is happening now in occupied Palestine. You see what is happening now in occupied Kashmir in India under the BJP. You see what is happening so many other parts of the world where they make it extremely, extremely difficult or impossible for the Muslim to even pray in public and so forth. The mosque gets demolished. They are then tortured. Muslim countries, Arab countries, so many of our people are languishing in prison just because they want to practice on Islam. وَسْوَدُّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ So they prevent others from the path of Almighty Allah. زِدْنَاهُمْ عَذَابًا We will increase the punishment. Allah is stamping His authority and majesty. The royal pronoun, remember this. Allah uses singular for Himself. Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, as a symbol of respect and reverence and to stamp His authority, sovereignty and majesty. So we will definitely adhaban fawqal adhab. We will increase the punishment upon the punishment. Because the crime is double fold. When calamities befall us, always on 99%, 95%, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ When a calamity, disaster befalls us, is because of our own deeds, our own actions, our own speech, whatever it is. And I said 90-95%. Why? Because you have the Anbiya, prophets and messengers, peace be upon them, alayhim Salam. You have the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master, alayhi salam. You have the Awliyaullah, the Ahlullah, the very, very pious servants and slaves of Almighty Allah. For them also calamities come, but that's a trial to elevate their rank and status. But for ordinary mortal sinners like transgressors like me and you, remember that is the calamity came because of our own vices and sins. زدناهم عذابا فوق العذاب. So they will be punished double the amount because they themselves were rejecting the truth and preventing others from embracing the truth and Islam. See what Allah says. Bima kanu yufsidun. If you only understood the Arabic, there's three things you need to understand. Bima, a bi iwadi, bi sababi, in exchange of, in lieu of, because kanu, when kana, kanu comes before a verb in the present tense, future tense, it means continuously. Istimrar, we say in Arabic, because continuously, bima kanu yufsidun, they were causing mischief, mayhem, chaos. So they were the mischief makers, troublemakers. See chapter 29, verse number 33. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu salam, Lot, L-O-T. He fought and he spoke against the gay brigade. And in the ending, he petitioned and begged Almighty Allah, Rabbin surni alal qawmil mufsideen. Ya Allah, you assist me against the troublemakers, the mischief makers, the gay brigade, and so forth. Almighty Allah sent Archangel Gabriel, Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, go to Sodom and Gomorrah, pick up that piece of land and smash it to the ground. Till today the remnants and the relics are there. Faja'alna aliyaha safilaha. Quran says it became the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Subhanallah. Can you understand the glory, the beauty of the noble Quran? When the word matar is used, mim tora, mim toire, it normally refers to water, rain coming down. Yes, it rained upon them, but not water and rain. It rained upon them the stones, and their names were written there. Almighty Allah demolished them, decimated them. Chapter number 11, Surah Hud, and go read the whole incident from verses 78, 79, right up to 83. So that is Almighty Allah telling us, chapter 11 and verses 82, 83. So today's zamana, today's age, we see the war against terror. So it's not the war against terror, it is the war of terror. It is the war of against Islam and the true Muslims. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, yesterday, the end of August, made it a historic day. Wa yawma idhi yafrahul mu'minuna bi nasrillah. Go open Surah Rum, chapter 30, in the starting. When Almighty Allah gives victory to the true Muslims, then the true Muslims are celebrating, are happy, are rejoicing. But our celebration is not wine, dine and swine. Go look at what the Afghan people did when the last Americans, the British, all of them NATO had to pick up with their tails between their legs. They went into Sajda, thousands of them crying, begging, sobbing. Ya Allah, we thank you alone for the spectacular, magnificent victory. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. Today, esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is Wednesday. Wednesday after Zuhr, du'as are accepted, is hadith Hassan, is good hadith accepted. Remember, the hadith is mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in Al-Adab al-Mufrad. I urge, I appeal, I petition you, today after your Zuhr Salat, read two rakat Nafil Salat, extra Salat, two rakat extra Namaz, and beg Almighty Allah that this reaches fruition and this becomes a reality, what I'm going to tell you now. Our Taliban, our students, our people, remember Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, subhanallah, now the negotiations, behind the curtains, as they will say, there's so many negotiations going on. Insha'Allah, if each one of us cries to Allah, then my sister, our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, can be back in Pakistan this week, yeah, if everybody somebody placed their cards properly.
Ameen.
So make dua. Negotiations are going on, and they're at a very crucial stage. If everyone, the Pakistan government, Taliban, America, all come, then inshallah, very, very soon, she will be back home with her beloved sister, mother, children. So make dua for our sister, that the hell hole she is in, and the oppression and zulm and torture and persecution she underwent. Similarly, the Afghan brothers who are there, the 39, 40 of them left in the hell hole there in Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. There's very, very good negotiations going on. Taliban is saying that we also have some of your people, you have our people, we make mubadala and exchange and so forth. So make dua, inshallah, that we show the world, we don't want revenge, but we want justice. And when there's justice, then peace will prevail. That is what we want. And therefore, we salute the Taliban. They brought the Americans, they brought the British, they brought NATO, 48 countries, to their knees. And yesterday, they were taking the Black Hawks and flying with it. 180 countries don't have the Black Hawk, but Taliban have it. One of the best helicopters and whatever else you want to call. That is Allah. When you do work for Allah, you don't bother of anybody. Cry to Allah with Iman, with Islam, with Ikhlas and sincerity. Then Allah will bring the world at your feet. May Almighty Allah make all this a reality. That Gitmo closes down, the indelible stain on the American tinpot dictators, and our beloved sister, respected sister, Dr. Afia, Ameen, is reunited with her family, inshallah Aziz.
Ameen, 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 tumba ameen. Let's go to Tyrone Ustad. He says, morning sir, virtue is an act of a believer, irrespective of the religion he belongs to. So tell me, AK, is God not to all merciful and the one to decide our fate? How can we say who is or is not going to heaven? Tyrone, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, my brother Tyrone. What you said is true. 50%, 60%. So it's not that we are saying it, my brother. This Quran Sharif, this noble Quran, our sacred book, our constitution, is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. ABC person is a Muslim. He lives a life of a Muslim, Muslimah, male, female, and he or she dies with Iman, Islam, as a true Muslim. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Then Almighty Allah states, chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 148. So write it down, Brother Teroin. That is chapter 3, verse number 148. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا. Hence Almighty Allah rewards the believer, the true Muslim, in this world. All this eating, drinking, enjoying, traveling. And we have radio, we have all this. Allah reward the capital group. So all this is a bonus. When I was a young boy, and you know, we grew up in an African township. It was December and the shop used to be full. I used to sell all the cold drink. I remember my father used to tell me, sit on the fridge. And if you know Mammon, that you will know the word they used to, it is Sisa Tananta. If you understood good Mammon, they say that they will just come and take the cold drink. You wouldn't know who took and who didn't take. So anyway, it was Sisa Tananta. That's excellent Mammon if you know Mammon. So that's what Mammon would touch with. Anyway, Sisa Tananta, you know certain words, subhanallah. So anyway, that when a customer came, I'm speaking of 62, 63, 64. How many years ago is that now? So 60 years ago. So remember that, my brother Tyron. So my father would say, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. This person bought for 100 rand, to hakro rumal dido. Give him hakro moza dido. Give him one handkerchief, give him one pair of socks. That was it. Those days, maybe the terminology changed. It was a basela. So a bonus. So everything Allah gives us here is bonus, basela. The real handsome optimum maximum reward. فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. The handsome, the optimum, the maximum reward is there in the year after. We see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma inna nasaluka lazzat al-nazari ila wajhikal kareem. Ya Allah, we beg of you, we have the pleasure of seeing thy countenance, thy sacred countenance, Ya Allah. We have the pleasure of meeting Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he, the Master alayhi salam, intercedes for us. Allahumma zukna shafat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what? An eternal pleasure, no worry, no sorry. Chapter number 3, verse number 148. Now when a person dies, and he's not a Muslim, he dies on any faith, but he's sane and mature. So write down all these verses. It's not we saying it. We are only explaining it. It's the direct speech of Almighty Allah Himself. And the Quran is that divine scripture that it is in its pristine purity. It has stood the test of time. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. And you can't say that of the Bible. You can't say that of the Torah. You can't say that of any book. Remember that. And millions of us have by-hearted it. So you write down now, my brother, this chapter 33, verses 64-65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirina wa'adda lahum sa'ira. When people die as non-Muslim, Allah curses them and has already prepared for them the burning fire. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell and stay there forever and ever and ever. La yajiduna waliyan wala nasira. For them there is no protector, there is no helper. Chapter 33, verses 64-65. Second category, doomed forever. Mushrikeen, those who ascribe, associated somebody, something to Allah. They made partners to Allah. They equated somebody else, some person or something to Almighty Allah. So chapter 4, verse 48. Inna Allah la yaghfiru ayyushraka bihi. Verily Almighty Allah will never ever forgive them. Their reward, yes, the good deeds they did, they received the reward in this world. Finish. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. But in the year after, there's nothing for them. Only hellfire. When a person, chapter 4, verse 145, they say they're Muslim, but it's lip service. In the heart, there's nothing. Remember, Allah is the sole judge. Therefore, we have the day of judgment. So therefore, Almighty Allah states these three categories. So chapter 4, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. That the hypocrites who only paid lip service to Islam, the hearts were devoid of true iman, faith, conviction, they will be in the lowest layer of the hellfire. May Almighty Allah protect us مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالشِّرْكِ وَالنِّفَاقِ, from blasphemy, polytheism, and hypocrisy. So these are direct verses, direct speech of Almighty Allah. So we are not introducing something from our side. We are explaining what Almighty Allah, God Himself said. So that is what you need to understand, my brother.
I see Sister Melanie says here from Umslanga, we all are awaiting for the good news, dear sir, of Sister Afia. Hope she gets out soon. We all want to meet her one day. Melanie Ustad.
Yes, we all want that she must come. The problem is the Pakistani government, she could be released before. But if you know, we stayed in Pakistan. I was there for almost 7 years. So the Pakistani government, irrespective of who is in power, first thing they will see is, what can we benefit? What can my party benefit? If not one of them will think what the Ummah can benefit and so forth. So they will cut deals, make deals, and so forth and so forth. So when people in power think only of themselves or their organization or their party and so forth, but they don't concern themselves of the Ummah, we worry about the micro and we forget the macro. So that is what's happening in Pakistan. Not only now, for past decades all this is happening. And that Parvez Musharraf, I tell you something which you don't know, my sister Melanie. You see, when all this happened, she was going from Karachi to catch a flight, and the Pakistani police and intelligence intercepted her, and then she was kidnapped. Or it happened during the time of Parvez Musharraf. So he is the one, a war criminal, remember, as far as Islam and true Muslims are concerned. Second one, nowhere in the world this happens. When the Taliban, I don't know if you know about the Taliban, they ran the country for 5 years, from 1995, 1996 to 2001. So they had an ambassador in Pakistan. Pakistan accepted them as a government, and the ambassador of Afghanistan was there, Abdul Salam Zaif. So you must remember that when Bush and that then announced war on terror, you either with us or against us. The same Parvez Musharraf and them, they stripped this Abdul Salam Zaif and so forth, an ambassador of a foreign country, and handed him over to the American intelligence. These are the people, you can call them Muslim, 100% non-Muslim, you must remember that. Sellouts they were, so that every person they used to give to the Americans, they used to collect thousands and thousands and became millionaires in dollars. So that is what really happened. But the people today don't understand who the real criminals are. So you must, if you take Afghanistan, 200,000 and plus of my children, my brothers, my sisters were murdered because the Americans and NATO and British were making target practice. They were shooting whoever they wanted to. So you need to understand the entire bigger picture. Then you will understand is the wisdom of Allah. Allah exposed them and everything is coming out. Remember that. So we beg and petition Allah. From Gitmo, all our brothers must come out. They are there based on a lie. Remember that. And second one, remember that this sister Afia Siddiqui and the Muslims who are in the jails in Syria, and remember in the Arab countries, so you must remember others there, Egypt and wherever else, they all need to come out, we must remember, because they did not commit a crime, they want to practice on the Islam and propagate through Islam.
I see Andre Ustadi says, but I am a little confused, AK. Since when does nuns get married? I have spoken to a nun during the week, and she was telling me about her husband and children. My question to you, AKE, is, can a lady become a nun after she marries? Andre, Ustad.
So now, but why are you surprised, my brother Andre? I told you, I don't know how long you listening to us. I like your question, Andre. So, Andre, you must remember, Islam is a natural religion. Remember that. Every messenger, every prophet came to this world, he got married and he had wife or wives, they had children, and Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, whose blessed name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran, when he comes back, he will get married, he will have children, he will pass away in Medina Munawwara, be buried next to our master and leader, Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna. There's only one messenger, they did not get married. And not that there was something wrong with him, John the Baptist, that what you will say John the Baptist, we say Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. So Almighty Allah left as an exception to the rule. So the rule is, Islam will say, you must get married, that's the natural system. Now to answer your question, my brother Andre. When I go, and I went to Italy, so when I go to the Vatican, when I meet the Pope, I'm going to ask him one question. Pope, that you, the Catholics, you say you must practice on celibacy, right? That is what you preach and teach. But how come you, Pope Francis, how come you, Pope Benedict, who spoke the truth, Pope Benedict told the Christians that this Christianity of today is not the true religion. Islam, you must see Islam. They made sure they removed him. And they told the world he resigned. They told the world that no, he is now tired and retired. You know. But he's under house arrest. They don't allow him to to meet. I wanted to meet him. They don't allow. So my brother Andre, so what happens when the Pope goes to this country, he has to apologize. Apologize for what? For pedophilia. Because the priests were busy. What you must remember, the young boys. Yesterday on our news, Marakas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the same thing happened there. You must remember in the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. In their place where they teach, so the rabbis and whoever else were busy with the boys. So you must remember that these types of things will happen because your system itself is unnatural. You say no, they can't marry, so they have lust, they have desire. So you want to know about the nun, you want to know about the monk. So what happened? You met the nun and she got married. So I'm not saying this nun you met, I'm speaking generally, my Bandre Adre. So remember, so the nun said, I also want to feel the lust and passion. So she met the monk. And then what happened, Andre? Between the nun and the monk, some monkey business took place there. So that is what you are seeing. Therefore, my message to all of you is that come to your natural home, and your natural home is only Islam. Last question.
Stanley wants to know from you, Ustad. He says that a Muslim colleague of ours sings with us in our band. He says, but he forbids us from selling our CD. He is a leader singer. He says it is a sin for all of us. I'm so confused. What is meaning? You tell me what he's saying. AK, this is Stanley Ustad.
Remember that brother of yours, Stanley, you belong to the band. Whatever band, you understand, the Beatles. When we were young, they used to call Beatles. We don't know all these things. So we just call you Beatles, right? So when you are in the band, you are a non-Muslim, Stanley. So you are doing all this. Now he is the lead singer, according to you. So his crime is double, triple fold. One is, in Islam, it is totally haram. And if you want books on this, there are three masterpieces. In English, Slippery Stone by Khalid Beg, B-A-I-G. Khalid Beg's book, excellent. If you want in Urdu, Islam or Musiki by Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in 1976, Shawwal. He was a Grand Mufti or Grand Jurors of Pakistan. And third, Tahrimu Alati Turb, the masterpiece by Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah. He gave me the book personally, Alhamdulillah. So remember that it's totally haram, unlawful, not permissible. Second one, his income also is haram. So he is not living on fresh air. So now he is just massaging his ego. And he's telling you, no, don't sell the CD and so forth. But when you'll play in front of the crowds, you're getting money and whatever else and so forth. So my brother, that he is doing a great disservice to himself, to Islam and Muslims. So remember what he was doing. I'll just end it off with this poem. Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. He wants to please Allah and he wants to please the Lucifer and Satan and Shaitan as well. Satan and Lucifer will be very pleased and happy. Almighty Allah is definitely not pleased. We can't be jumping on both sides. In Islam, total surrender, submission is required, lovingly, sincerely, and willingly. 11 to 12, plus of marriage, inshallah, today with Maulana Arafat and myself. So you tune in between 11 and 12 on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.